From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It really is dark satire, how over the top it is to have the government mouthpieces saying we're going to ban you using the word bossy. If you write an essay about hunting with your grandfather with a shotgun for ducks, we're going to arrest you or kick you out of school. And then say, well, it's school policy. They're just setting the precedent for total authoritarianism. We've got Mark with us this segment and one more. Then David Knight's got a bunch of Second Amendment breaking news, huge pedophile ring news that's breaking that really shows you how evil these people are and why they want the kids. And that's really the agenda that's happening here. But, Mark, I've been ranting. Make other points that you've been chomping at the bit to get to.
You know, you've articulated quite a bit of it. It's just incredible how the liberals' establishment today, and of course, very similar if the Republicans were in power, but what we're having today is people will agree to a label. If you just simply say, oh, that's racist, people are so mindless, they'll just agree with you. Oh, that's sexist. Okay, that's what people have determined are sexist. They don't think for themselves. And that's what I try to illustrate and hopefully did illustrate with my YouTube videos, the petition series, where, I mean, you've showed many of them, much of the audience may know, where I just ask people to sign a petition to, using the keywords, will you support Obama and... And then just insert crazy idea here from banning the First Amendment, banning the Second Amendment, banning the third, banning the fourth, banning the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, and then just repealing the whole Bill of Rights. I mean, literally, you know, in 10 minutes on a Monday afternoon at the beach. If this was a Saturday afternoon, people would have...
Yeah, you're not cherry-picking people. I mean, we went out and interviewed 12 people, and 11 said ban water for Obama.
Well, I remember after I started these, some of your crew was out here in San Diego shooting, and they contacted me, and we went out, and we shot some footage. And I was glad that they could see firsthand that, I mean, it's 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10 people will sign it. And I wanted people to argue with me. I mean, I would include that in the video. I want to make the point, having people say, wait, why would you want to do this? This is ridiculous. Why would you want to repeal the First Amendment? But it's just incredible how, since everything has rolled out onto these private corporate systems, and the terms of service are just so Orwellian. I mean, if they just said, yeah, you know what, if you just question whether President Obama, you know, was born in America, maybe he was born in Kenya, oh, that's racist. That's a racist. We've just determined that.
And by the way, let's
racist.
Add the key here. They're adding these rules to the Internet wide. So it's not like, oh, well, Google's its own company, so let them do it. No, no. They're bringing this in with CISPA and SOPA, Internet IDs, all of it, to a web bill of rights, they're calling it. And, Mark, do something for me. You know I went and questioned politicians and went to universities to confront dumb people and went out and did man on the street before you did. You do a better job, I think, than even I have. I've promoted you. I don't even care. My reporters are so nice that I'll say, go ask the same questions or ask similar ones. They go, that's Mark Dice's bit. And I have to tell them, listen, Mark wants you to do it, and we want everybody else to do it to expose the tyranny. We're not copying jaywalking. People forever have gone out and shown dumbed-down populations. That's how you expose it. Give my reporters permission from you to basically take your questions and go out and redo it.
Do it. You know, you take the concept and put your own personal spin on it. Verify that it's not just people in Southern California that are doing it.
Exactly. Because it's not about Mark Dice or Alex Jones. It's about showing how fascistic these nutballs are.
Yeah, it's incredible. And if it happens in Texas where you're located, I mean, it's going to happen everywhere. If we may expect such a thing to happen here in, you know, Airhead, the land of fruits and nuts, which is Southern California. But I've seen your crew doing, you know, demonstrating some of the same concepts that I've done. And it's the same thing. Yeah. Well, you know, can you name any of the Bill of Rights? Let's ban water. It's incredible. I mean, I never thought when I started this that I could have just went right down the line. First Amendment, Second, Third, Fourth, Fifth, Sixth, Seventh, Eighth, the whole Bill of Rights. Let's save the Holocaust Beach Festival. I mean, the Holocaust Beach Festival video, I didn't even know if I should post it. I didn't know if it was in bad taste. I posted it, and I mean, nobody questioned me. It was 10 minutes, and everybody
like,
I
let's
asked,
burn Jews on the beach for Obama.
They had no idea. They thought Holocaust Beach Festival was a big party at the beach, and you could go and look it up on YouTube, where I said the Jews have a contest to bury people in the sand. They have big bonfires. It's a big festival. The Jews, they have a Holocaust reenactment, Alex, is what I told these idiots, and they signed a petition to save this. This is how brain dead.
That's it, and the system doesn't want it known what they've done to people.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones.
It's time for
a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's chances that.
Damn it! Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and subverting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Obama! Obama!
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Now, folks, InfoWars nightly news reporter and co-host David Knight is going to be piloting the transmission in the next three final segments, because he's got a bunch of breaking news on great things happening for the Second Amendment federally and at the state level. But you got to remember, you got to be on the offense winning or you're on the defense losing. So we're in deep trouble when it comes to the Second Amendment, but because America has awakened, we're starting to have some big victories. So we're going to tell you about those. And then incredible how it's come out, how a bunch of different top BBC people, government officials, torture rings, murdering children, torturing children. It's all coming out, just like our sources said years ago. It's tied into Mexican drug cartels here. It is just hellish. Absolutely hellish. He's going to cover that as well. Mark Dice is here with us. He had both his big YouTube channels with, I know one had like 60-something million views. The other had a bunch of views. Most of his videos ended up getting picked up and covered on national television. And it was just showing mainly Democrats saying we want to kill the conservatives, we want to put them in FEMA camps, we want to take their guns, we want to take their kids, we want total surveillance. Really, it's an authoritarian party. And we know the Republicans are bad as well, the old blue bloods. But the Libertarians are taking over the Republicans right now with Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and others. And that's really scaring both the Republican blue bloods and the Democrats as well. So there's a real power struggle right now in America. But the good news is America's waking up. I want to get David Knight's take, as he's been holding the last 20, 30 minutes, sitting in the studio listening to Mark Dice. Do you have any points you'd like to make? I'm sure you do, David. And then any questions for Mark Dice?
Yeah, Alex, you know, one of the things that I think this really illustrates is the problem that we've been seeing with all of these CISPA, SOPA, ACTA, PIPA, all these different pieces of legislation that are being championed by Dianne Feinstein and Mike Rogers. I mean, those are the top Democrats and Republicans, they're united at the top. We've got to unite at the grassroots level to fight this. We've got to unite around liberty because they're united around censorship and control.
That's right.
And I guess one of the things that bothers me about this is that, you know, what we saw with Mark Dice's situation is, how do you appeal this process? You know, when they shut down Telly Blackwood's YouTube channel, he was somebody who did a video for the Paul Revere contest, and he had it was a spoof of Michael Moore. And
his video got 800,000 views in a few hours.
That's right.
See, it was going to get 10 million, so they shut it down.
They shut down his entire site. He had 9 million views. It's much smaller than Mark Dice's, but it was still a very large channel.
Well, he's
also
an accomplished television and movie actor.
That's right. And they just shut his, they shut his business down. And he couldn't, he was in this catch-22 situation where even though they, you know, he wanted to try to appeal the process, but they had shut down his Google accounts, so he couldn't, he didn't have the Google accounts to appeal the process. So
and that's
you get into this.
When they shut down one of your Google things of dozens, everything goes down. Your identity goes. They make, Google says, we want to be the web. We've taken over. You've got to have us to live. We dominate the web. And then you do one thing we say is wrong. We shut down everything you've got.
That's right. And that's what I see coming up with the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Web ID is right there in the secret treaty.
Exactly.
Don't tell folks about that. And American Congress isn't allowed to see that secret treaty. But Anonymous leaked it.
What is going to be our due process? Do we have any presumption of innocence? Of course we don't under the TPP. Under TPP, you have corporate entities yet to be defined that are going to be at a par with the government. And, of course, an individual corporation can go into arbitration and have equal representation with a government, with an entire government. So it's a massive takeover. And they're pulling in things that don't have anything to do with trade. They're pulling in things like the Internet.
And they're modifying what's been tested on Google and Facebook, covert censorship,
yes.
Just like the NSA would deny they were spying. Oh, we're not censoring. It's the same thing. Deny, 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 like Bill Clinton said, while they're doing it. We knew they were spying on InfoWars and Drudge years ago. Now it's been confirmed by four-year documents. It's the same thing, folks. Tyranny is looking you in the eye. It's illegitimate. Rand Paul last week said, look, Congress is being spied on. The Senate is being spied on. They're spying on the Intelligence Committee that's over them. This is like your kids. You come home and they're sitting in your chair telling you what to do, telling mom and dad to take the trash out, folks. Mark Dice.
Yeah, and they're so powerful. I mean, it's not only just spying on them and recording who's calling who, but you guys know this. You've been reporting this for years, probably 10 years. They're recording the audio content of calls. And thanks to Edward Snowden, much of what you guys have been reporting for a decade is finally being confirmed in the mainstream, even though it's been confirmed in trade journals and patent applications and approvals.
And NSA sources we've had bigger than Snowden.
Yeah, but now we have finally, oh, wait, so they are recording every single phone call through Operation Mystic of an entire country, which was a report that was published, written 5 years ago in 2007. So just imagine the power that they have now. They can record the audio of every single phone call ever that has been made. And then,
and I love how the global public, hold you over if we have to, Mark. I'm leaving so you'll get a word in edgewise here with David if he wants to do one more segment with you. The point is that these gullible people say, I have nothing to hide. That's like when you put your address and what you got for Christmas on Facebook and then you're going on a trip and people rob you. Bad people will use your stolen data against you. You protect your data. You lock your door at night, not because you're a bad person, but because there's bad people out there. I'm sick of hearing, give up all your data if you have nothing to hide, while the government and corporations are totally secretive. Mark.
Yeah, I guess Anne Frank didn't have anything to hide either. For those who don't know, she was the Jewish girl whose diary was later published about the atrocities of the war. And so I guess, you know, if she didn't have anything to hide, her and her family, maybe they should have just came out and tried to reason with the Nazi officers. You know,
why were they hiding? They should have given their information up.
Yeah, they didn't have anything to hide. I mean, what was going on with them? They're just.
I mean, why were they against tattoos on their arm for IBM? Maybe it's good for the Jews to have tattoos on their arm to prove they're not racist.
And with the NSA spying, I mean, people laughed at me, you know, almost 10 years ago for putting tape over the webcam on my laptop. And now, of course, we have Miss Teen USA, who was almost attempted blackmailed by someone hacking into her webcam. And so if just an ordinary low-level script kiddie hacker can do that to her, just imagine what the NSA is capable of doing.
I had my computers looked at 5 years ago, and there were hundreds of attempts to use my webcam that I'd never used because Skype wasn't around then. They are using them. Look at the public schools watching the kids at home with them. It's a power grab. Stop being naive, folks.
And when we're talking about the mainstream media being controlled and being in bed with the government, you know this, you guys know this, Dave and Alex, but the CIA was admitted and has been uncovered in congressional hearings back in 1975, where they were caught and admitted paying the major editors, major reporters, the major heads of all major media under the table, cash, $1 billion a year in today's
Operation dollars. Mockingbird. We're out
yes.
of time. David, I would imagine you want to do 5 more minutes with Mark on the other side. Let him finish and get into your pro-Second Amendment. Good news, and you've got the pedophile breaking news coming up. I'm going to let David just take over, or I'll interrupt, because he's got so much news to cover. David Knight, I'll be back tomorrow in studio, 11 a.m. Mark Dice coming back up, markdice.com. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And remember, buying products at InfowarsStore.com helps fund our whole operation here. So InfoWarsStore.com, some amazing pro-Second Amendment t-shirts there and more.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Live Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing 6 of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. And we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com. Working with the power of nature.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's make this a year of action. That's what most Americans want.
Raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. Nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
The debate is settled. Climate change is a fact.
And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges, then we're going to have some problems.
What difference at this point does it make?
Everything is a song.
Oh my gosh, I love this song.
Everything is cool.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in the studio, and we've got Mark Dice of MarkDice.com on the phone line. Now, Mark just had his YouTube channel taken down for a little over a day, and this is about a week after it was announced that Google was going to set up something they called super flaggers. They were going to give some government institutions. It was pointed out that in the UK, the government had a line in on this. They said it's about 200 individuals that they've given the authority to flag multiple videos at once, and paying a lot of attention to those special individuals who can take down videos whenever they want. And I guess one of the things that bothers us, we've been talking to Mark Dice about, is how much this looks like SOPA, CISPA, PIPA, ACTA, all of these different things that have been put forth by the Congress to shut down the Internet. And, of course, we see that also being repeated in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, this trade agreement, so-called trade agreement, that's being negotiated secretly by corporations and fast-tracked by the American government. But, of course, senators and congressmen from our country, from other countries, are not allowed to see this trade agreement. But we've had some parts of it leaked by WikiLeaks. Very concerning, Mark. I think that when we see this happening, it looks very much like what we're all afraid of. When we see these YouTube channels like yours taken down, like Kelly Blackwood's, this, you enter into this catch-22 situation where you don't get any warning that they're going to take it down. You don't get a chance to respond to the charges. They just take it down, and then you're in this catch-22 situation where you can't respond to them because they've shut down the lines of communication.
Yeah, and the Orwellian leadership often has a megalomania, and they come up with these ideas that they want to roll out onto the public. And if we didn't resist, if we didn't just, you know, stand up and push back, if we didn't talk about it and raise some awareness, we would already be in an Orwellian nightmare 100 times worse than what we're actually in. I mean, yes, we would have just books being deleted left and right. And let this be a lesson to them too, because when you're in the right, I like to say, you know, when, with God for me, who dare be against me? Because they tried to shut me down. I'm doing the right thing. And guess what? I'm back and I'm more popular than ever. And the message is being spread even more. So not only did they fail in shutting me down, but they actually have helped me. I was trending on Facebook yesterday. My Twitter has been blowing up for over 24 hours. And so they tried to stop. And guess what? It just helped. But it's a battle. Yeah. And it's a lot of stress, and we're all in a very dangerous position here. But everything that we've been reporting virtually has been for 10 years that InfoWars has been covering, that other alternative media, independent, non-Operation Mockingbird, you know, CIA cash-accepting people have been reporting, is now finally leaking into the mainstream about your webcams, about Congress being spied on, about the calls being recorded. These people need to be charged with just billions, literally, of Fourth Amendment violations. I mean, it's to the point where it's beyond Orwellian when we have smart televisions that have facial recognition systems, that have audio recognition capabilities that they can just activate remotely. And the tech companies, as you know, as InfoWars has been reporting, are literally in bed with these guys, I guess literally and figuratively, handing over the keys to the kingdom, to the encryption software, building in back doors. The NSA architects and software engineers are literally working at these tech companies to create these backdoors into these systems. And it's beyond Orwellian. And if it weren't for people like Alex and you and others on the front lines, we would already be in a society where people are afraid to speak up. Many people are afraid to speak out, but it would be 10 times worse than it is right now.
Well, it's very important. And like you point out, it turned into a huge victory because it got picked up on Twitter because of your popularity. We put it on our site. Alex talked to them about it. We had, because of all this, it got unrolled. Now it's out there. Now more people know about you than ever before. And we've got some reports coming up about the Second Amendment. We see that in Delaware, of all places, and of course, Mississippi, Georgia, even in Washington, we've got some very good news on the Second Amendment. This is a war, and this was just one battle. This battle now has been won in a big way, and I think it's very important that we take a look at this. Before I say goodbye, though, I want to ask you a quick question. You know, a lot of people have pointed out, I got a couple of emails and comments. People said, this happened on 322, and of course, you cover the Illuminati a lot. You put any significance on that, the fact that it happened on 322?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, there are strange coincidences in the world, but it is quite an interesting coincidence in fact it was. 322, for the audience who doesn't know, is the number of skull and bones, which refers to Genesis chapter 3, verse 22, about Adam and Eve eating the fruit of the knowledge, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and obeying Satan, which is the philosophy of the Illuminati and the Luciferian elite. So,
yeah, and of course, they also want to say that, you know, well, we've become like God, right? That's what you hear all over, not only from Lucifer, but you hear that from Kurzweil, Ray Kurzweil. He wants to become God. He says he doesn't believe in God, not yet. You know, the implication is that he's going to become God. And that's genuinely what they believe. And of course, we also see world leaders who think that they're God, or at least act like they think they're God, don't we?
That's the secret of secrets. That's the royal secret of these secret societies. And with, you know, Ray Kurzweil, that could be one of the other reasons why my channel was shut down, is because I'm critical of Ray Kurzweil and the transhumanist goal, because these same corporations want to literally implant computer chips into your brain, as you know, as you've been reporting, the neural interfaces, the BMI's brain machine interface, this transhumanist trend. Google's
they're coming out with that big time now. They've been researching this for a long time. We've been reporting this for a long time. Now they're trying to mainstream it. I did a report where the Wall Street Journal was talking to a philosopher, and he's a futurist, and he's talking about, oh, this is great. We're going to cure Alzheimer's and PTSD. All you need to do is have the chip implanted in your brain, and we can physically control you. They've been doing that with psychological efforts. They've been doing it with chemicals and drugs, and of course, they've been doing it with now electronics. They're ready to roll this out to everybody and just, you know, take the chip and it's going to solve all your medical problems.
And those who don't, are, whether it's in 10 years or 30 years, those who don't take it, those who don't want to have the eternal life here on planet Earth, now that the Illuminati establishment has restored the fallen state of mankind to our pre-Garden of Eden state, those who don't want to take this chip, those who don't want to take the life-enhancing technology, are going to be seen as suicidal terrorists.
Yes.
And it's going to be incredible to see how they deal with that, because they're going to say, wait, oh, you want to grow old and die? That's crazy. You're suicidal. You want death. Then we've solved the problem of death. Just plug this little device into your brain. Just go into the little Google hospital over here and, you know, get wired up. Everything will just be better once you do that.
We're going to see it even before then. We're going to see self-driving cars. If you don't want to get into a self-driving car and give up your right to move yourself around, put yourself under their total control, they're going to take care of you there too. Mark Dice, I'm glad this worked out. That's markdice.com. Take a look at his videos. He's even bigger now after they tried to shut him down. We'll be right back with breaking news about the Second Amendment.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology.
SimpliSafe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order SimpliSafe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimpliSafe.com. That's GetSimpliSafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimpliSafe.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are G's.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for the moment for Alex. And we've been talking to Alex and to Mark Dice about Mark Dice's YouTube channel being taken down. That was a channel with 55 million views. It was a big YouTube channel. He had over 250,000 subscribers. And they just took it down. No notice, no justification. And it was down for probably about 24 hours. I think it would still be down, as we've seen with other people, as we talked about with Tully Blackwood, who had a video that was in the Paul Revere contest. They took his down for several months, essentially destroyed his business doing that. Mark, fortunately, with all the pushback from InfoWars, from Alex, from all of his followers, that's been put back now. We're very happy to see that. And that's going to blow back in their faces. Mark Dice pointed out, he's bigger than ever before. More people know about him than ever did before. And that's what we want to see happening. I've got news here from the Second Amendment. We see some big wins. We see people heading in the right direction, trying to tackle this and tackling it effectively at the state level, because there's so much corruption in Washington. Just as we see with CISPA and PIPA and ACTA, we see people like Mike Rogers of the Republican Party and Dianne Feinstein of the Democrat Party totally in agreement about censorship, totally in agreement about licensing journalists and then basically shutting down all individuals' free speech other than licensed journalists. That's a very, very dangerous idea, but they're basically in agreement on this. We see Mike Rogers and Feinstein in agreement about CISPA, ACTA, other ways to censor the Internet, exactly like we see happening with YouTube. It's exactly the way it's going to happen, except it's going to be with entire websites, with entire news websites, if that happens. And they're trying to fold that into the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We've been talking about that. But I want to go to some Second Amendment victories. But before we do, this is going to kind of reflect on some of the other articles that we've got later on in the show about pedophile rings and some news that broke on that this week in the UK and in Mexico. Things that we've been talking about, Alex has been talking about for a very, very long time. I did a special report on that on Friday's news, and it was very disturbing to see all the people recounting their experiences with Child Protective Services, with CPS. You know, the government always says it's here to help you, and it always says that it's here to help the children. You know, we have to shut down guns because of the children. Fill in the blank. Whatever we need to do, whatever, wherever we need to add government, it's to preserve the children. And, of course, they come at us with CPS, and we see that CPS has over and over again, and not just our country, but in many countries around the world, documented by not just InfoWars. These are press reports from people that you're not going to question, right? Of course, you're not going to question Reuters or AP. They're all reporting this. They're all reporting what is happening worldwide. And so we're going to be talking about that. But So with that in mind, I want you to see this news out of Yahoo.com. This is a mom arrested while trying to console special needs son in school. Now, this is a Missouri woman, a Mrs. Williams. She's at home. She gets a phone call from the elementary school, and they say, your son, who has Asperger's syndrome, is panicking. So she goes down as fast as she can. She runs to the school. She goes to the front desk. They recognize her because she's been down there several times. She just saw the principal a week ago. She gets buzzed in. She goes in to console her child, and then they come in and they tell her, though she was buzzed in as a known parent by school officials, she apparently broke protocol because she didn't sign a paper. She didn't sign in before heading to his classroom. She was told this was an emergency. They buzzed her in, but she didn't sign their piece of paper. So what did they do? Well, she said, I'll go back and sign it. Oh, no, it's too late, they said. We have already called the police. They told the principal to bring the book to her and she'd sign it, but the administrator had other ideas and said, we've already called the police. They came and arrested her, took her to jail because she had unauthorized entry into a school. They charged her with trespassing. They shut the school down on lockdown for 12 minutes. See, this is where the out-of-control bureaucracies are headed. This is what they're doing to our children in these prisons that they call government schools. They're set up to create an environment that our children live in where it's fear and panic and the government is in charge of everything. You've got officers who can roam the hall, tase children at will. They can inspect their cars as part of a, quote, normal procedure, as the mainstream media told us. They just did that this last week. They looked as part of a normal procedure. They inspected some guy's car at high school and found a pocket knife. And now he's in big trouble. How is that normal procedure? When I went to school, we didn't have police going through our cars. We didn't have to go through metal detectors. This is crazy, but it is all coming from the war on drugs. It's coming from a government that says it's there to protect our children. And we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. But first, I want to talk about some good news. I want to talk about some things that are happening with the Second Amendment, because we see that we are winning victories there, just like Mark Dice won the victory against censorship on YouTube through publicity, through the information war. We can win battles. And what we see now here in Washington, we see a report from the Daily Beast. Now, the Daily Beast thinks that this is a bad thing that Rand Paul is attacking Obama's nominee for attorney general because the guy has been an anti-gun activist. But we see that it's getting traction, and they're lamenting the fact, because the Daily Beast doesn't like the Second Amendment. They don't like many parts of the Constitution, and they're part of the traditional left-wing political spectrum control. And so they're very concerned that Democrats are joining him in this because they don't want to be pinned as anti-gun. That says something, doesn't it? That there are Democrat legislators who realize that their seats are in danger if they're going to tank our constitutionally recognized God-given rights. Now, this is what they're saying. Rand Paul believes that this guy, his name is Murthy, would use his post to propagandize on the behalf of the Affordable Care Act, that would be Obamacare, and against the Second Amendment. And this is why. This is one of the reasons why he's being opposed by Rand Paul, by the NRA, by many others. He put out a tweet and said, "Are you tired of politicians? I'm tired of politicians playing politics with guns, putting lives at risk because they're scared of the NRA. Guns are a health care issue." No, they're not. They're not a health care issue any more than bathtubs are a health care issue, or hammers are a health care issue, or cars are a health care issue. They're not what the Surgeon General needs to be. I don't really know why we need a Surgeon General. I'm sorry to say, it's not what the Surgeon General should be involved with. Why do we even need a Surgeon General? Let's just get rid of the whole office there. But anyway, he's obviously going to be using his position to propagandize people against gun control. Eric Holder has been on record saying that's what they want to do. So they're heading that off. But now we've seen some really good news coming out of some states. Now, a couple of states that you might expect would have some good news on the Second Amendment, Georgia and Missouri, but one that might be kind of surprising, Delaware. The Delaware Supreme Court has just thrown out a gun ban. On March 19th, the Delaware Supreme Court ruled that the Wilmington Housing Authority's gun ban is unconstitutional. This is a case that goes back to 2010. And again, according to the NRA, ILA, this is an opinion that was written by Justice Henry DuPont Ridgely. He said that Section 20 of Delaware's Bill of Rights, quote, specifically provides for the defense of self and family in addition to the home. There you go. So if you have a right to self-defense, and that's one of the reasons that we have our God-given right of self-defense is recognized in the Second Amendment, that's one of the reasons there, the housing authority cannot ban them. And then we also see in Mississippi, we have a gun protection bill that is going to the governor's desk. Now, this one is interesting because Mississippi is right next to Louisiana, of course, and that was where we saw in the wake of Katrina them going around and confiscating guns in neighborhoods of people who were just there to defend their homes from looters. So this Mississippi bill would safeguard gun owners' rights during natural disasters from local municipalities that seek to regulate gun possession and is now headed to the governor's desk for signature. It's passed both of the houses there. And we see in Georgia, they have 13 items that have now passed and are heading to get signed. And this is under the governor's signature, it will enact the following pro-gun reforms, things like removing fingerprinting for renewal of weapons carry licenses. See, they're treating you like a criminal. That's going to be gone. They're going to take that away. Very important that they take that away. And then, of course, we've also got some news that's coming up right after the break. We're going to be talking about breaking news with things that you will not believe what they're doing to children in Mexico. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. Now, as I was saying just before the break, there was some very disturbing news about child pedophile rings that was brought up at a press conference in the UK on Friday. And we've got that clip. Let's play that clip real quickly.
However, I suppose the one thing it does flag up is the tussle within the coalition to lay claim to the raising of the lower income tax threshold, because you talk to
institutional paedophile rings operating in this country now.
Sorry,
I just asked Nick Clegg.
I just asked Nick Clegg a question.
Norman,
cut across you there, Norman. We don't want to talk about that, do we? We want to cut that off. The guy came up and he essentially photobombed that press conference. And what had happened was he had confronted Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg and said, what about the pedophile rings that I told you about 4 years ago? And instead of giving him a response, Nick Clegg physically ran away from the problem, just like he's been running away from it as a prime minister, as a politician for 4 years. But it's something you can't run away from. This is something that we've shown over and over again with the Jimmy Savile situation. You had higher-ups in the BBC and Scotland Yard turning these investigations away. We've seen this, though, not just the UK. It's not just a UK problem. This is happening in our government, in America. We've seen, look at the Franklin scandal. Look at what happened with the allegations about Michael Aquino, Satanist, who worked for the NSA. Look at what happened with the United Nations. Look at what happened with Hillary Clinton and the State Department and an ambassador in Belgium. We have that report. I did that on the nightly news on Friday. That's up on Alex Jones's YouTube channel. Take a look at that report. It's very powerful. And then today, I come in and look at the news, and we see that in Mexico, this drug cartel, the Knights Templar, is recruiting, is having their recruits eat children's hearts as part of an initiation rite. See, they're not just using the children as sex slaves. They are also using them as an organ trafficking ring. That's where the drug guys are headed. That's the pervasive evil behind this. And yet it's happening everywhere. UK, US, UN. It doesn't matter whether it's Democrat or Republican. It doesn't matter whether it's left or right. These people at the top, you have to understand what the nature of these people are, the dark satanic nature, the dark side of this. And so we have that report on InfoWars. I want you to take a look at that. It's very heartbreaking to see the comments there that people have about Child Protective Services. And one of the last things that we had there was a report about what happened in Portugal. And, of course, there they did actually roll it back. That's what should be happening in many places, that these people should be caught. But we do have a report that is a little bit on the light side. I don't want to finish with something quite so heavy. We have, of course, Piers Morgan, and he's challenged Jeremy Clarkson of Top Gear to a boxing charity match. But where did we ever hear that before? Well, Alex challenged Piers Morgan to that after the comments that Buzz Bissinger and Piers Morgan made to him. And we've got a report that we ran on Friday. Let's air a little bit of that.
Speaking of feuds, you have this contentious debate with this gentleman, Alex Jones.
Yes.
I saw this on your show. Tell people who he is.
Well, Piers Morgan is back in the news again, desperately trying to get attention. He's challenging Jeremy Clarkson of Top Gear to a fight for charity. Back when Piers Morgan and Buzz Bissinger were talking about how they'd like to invite Alex to a boxing match and then shoot him.
Automatic weapon, much less a handgun. But what do you need a semi-automatic weapon for? The only reason I think you need it is, Pierce, challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that.
Now, Jeremy Clarkson isn't taking Piers Morgan seriously, but Alex Jones is. He had this to say today.
I got serious news to get to in your phone calls. But first off, I want to get into this, and I'm going to have the nightly news do a piece on this because it is interesting. And then they can get where Buzz Bissinger on the show said he wanted to kill me and that Piers Morgan should kill me, and Piers Morgan said, yes, I want to kill him. So at that point, just like I challenged him to a boxing match on the show before, I said, I challenge you and Buzz Bissinger, who likes to wear female's clothes, that's fine. He can dress as a woman, and we, both of them can actually, because that's about what they are. Not knocking women, but as men, they're not very manly. And they can both get in the ring against me, either bare knuckle or with gloves. We can do it in Vegas. I guarantee a pay-per-view, as big as that story was, it would get picked up. It would have millions that would pay on pay-per-view, and we could give the proceeds to charity. You notice they never took the challenge up. And I know he tweeted back at me and stuff about it, basically saying no thanks. You need to accept the challenge, coward. You're washed up. You're out of the United States. Everybody hates you. You're going to do a once-a-month magazine show for CNN, as I predicted they would give you, hiding their mistakes, you know, acting like you're not a total failure, taking a show from 2 million viewers to 300 and something thousand. You know, Morgan, I will literally beat the hell out of you and Buzz Bissinger. I tell you what, let's go further. Andy Kaufman would do this. I'll fight the ambassador's daughter who said she wants to kill me, too, on the show. Buzz Bissinger. So two women. I'll fight her, Buzz Bissinger, and you, Morgan. I'm serious. I will go in that ring, and I will demolish all three of you within three rounds. I guarantee you. I will annihilate you within three rounds. Guaranteed, cowards. All three of you. I'm serious. In the ring, I will come in there and stomp the hell out of all of you, including your tart. Because she wants to talk about how she wants me dead and everything. Well, get in the ring with me, you wench. I will take all three of you on. First thing I'll do is punch her in the solar plexus, taking her out. Then I'll go over to Morgan, and I will absolutely start just battering his head with both gloves, and then I'm going to turn on Bissinger. All three of you. All three of you. Come on. Quite a man being able to take on that little brunette. They don't call me McGarrett for nothing, folks. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that this guy's a coward. So everybody knows I challenged him to that. Well, now the host of Top Gear that looks just like him in the UK, is probably a stage publicity stunt. He said, if he dies, he dies. Piers Drago Morgan challenges Jeremy Clarkson after he challenged him to a fight for charity in the ring. And so that's now in the news. It's a 50,000-pound to charity for Piers Morgan and Jeremy Clarkson boxing fight. You know, I think Clarkson will win. You can just look at the look in that guy's eyes and the size of his neck compared to Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan is a complete ninny. And unless the thing's staged, I think Morgan's going to get his head butt handed to him. So V12 Shots LTD, a company that recently launched a protein drink, the V12 protein shot, has offered to donate 50,000 pounds or about $80,000 to help for Heroes charity in Piers Morgan and Jeremy Clarkson's agreed to fight, and they've now agreed to fight. Listen, $50 million is what a Piers Morgan-Alex Jones fight would raise. Seriously. That was voted in L.A. Times, Time Magazine, you name it, by voters multiple times. The number one political story of 2013. Can you believe that? The number one viral media event, multiple places, thousands of newspapers, every show out there. Piers Morgan versus Alex Jones. I challenged him to a boxing match right then. $80,000? Really? I guarantee you, I've got the connections. I know Dana White. I know Joe Rogan. I've hung out with Dana White repeatedly. I'll guarantee you I could make phone calls, and I guarantee you they're businessmen. I guarantee you they could get the Vegas match on, and it would be on television and pay-per-view and dominate. It would air on television the next day and be on channels all over the country. But no, Piers Morgan will not allow his career to be destroyed because he knows I will go in that ring and I will beat the living hell out of him. Oh, man, I would love to get in there with him. Just, man, I would love it. So I know you're a coward, Morgan. You, the woman, and the other woman. I'll take on you and the two women. You and Buzz Bissinger and the other woman. That would add to it. Maybe we'd make $100 mil. Give it to charity. We could give it to Salvation Army. How's that sound? You probably don't like that. That's a Christian group. In fact, you know what? You're a coward, but let me say this. They'll want to pay for it in Vegas. Let's say a third of it goes to the promoters, everybody, and then what's left, 90% goes to charity. You can have.
Well, there you go. We're going to see what happens with that. I would love to see that. You know, of course, Jeremy Clarkson, the guy that Piers Morgan is trying to goad into, has Piers Morgan's number. He says his only qualification appears to be that he's the very embodiment of evil. But, of course, that's exactly what Rupert Murdoch was looking for, to put him in charge of his biggest newspaper. That's how Jeremy Clarkson describes him in the UK. Now, this hour has been brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com. If you want to do something for your family, the path to liberty starts with attaining a level of self-reliance. You can get top-rated customer service, top-quality products, and incredibly reasonable prices. That's MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Now, of course, tomorrow, Alex Jones is going to be back on the regular scheduled time, Monday through Friday. That's 11 Central, noon Eastern. So don't miss. We're going to be right back, and we're going to see. What will Piers Morgan do? Or as Jeremy Clarkson says, that's Piers Morgan. Spell that capital M, small organ. We'll have more information about that as the week develops. Don't count on him taking him up on that fight, though.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Eye.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Eye ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.